years.
I see trees of green, red roses too. I see them bloom for me and you. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world. I see skies of blue and clouds of white, the bright blessed day, the dark sacred night. And I think to myself, what a wonderful world.
News Talk 580 WTCM, 9 minutes after 10 o'clock. It is Wednesday, July the 17th, and it's time for our travel show with Bonnie Pintozzi of the Travel Authority. The Travel Authority, an Altour company. And Bonnie, you know, this is our theme song, What a Wonderful World, because that is exactly what we do here on the show. We get to go to different ports of call. We get to take different vacations and trips and do a little bit of dreaming about that wonderful world all around us. So welcome back, Bonnie.
Well, thank you, Crystal. And how fun this is today, because our theme song is something you experienced firsthand, didn't you?
I certainly did.
And what was that when you traveled?
Well, I was able to go on a wonderful 14-day cruise aboard the Crystal Serenity, aboard Crystal Cruises. And I have to say, it was the trip of a lifetime. It was amazing. I keep calling it the trip of a lifetime, yet here I am planning the next trip of a lifetime.
Exactly.
Because it's so worth it. And any time we would leave one of the ports, which was just fantastic on our Mediterranean cruise, this song would play and my husband and I would be dancing, and it was just perfect. So that's a great introduction for our guest, isn't it?
Isn't it, though? Because our guest helps make those dreams and all these different programs possible, too, because we have John Stahl. He is the vice president of Crystal Cruises Land Programs. So, John, we really do use that as our normal theme.
Yes,
we do.
So
it was just a coincidence that, you know, we tied in so well, didn't it? So good morning, John.
Good morning, ladies. What a pleasure to be on with you, and an honor. Thanks for the privilege. And, yeah, I was humming along. I had you on mute there. I was humming along with that song. I love that song, too. Brings back great memories for me. I've been on the ship many times when Louis Armstrong's taking us out. What a great memory.
It is a great memory, and that's what the travel is all about. And I can't tell you how much fun it is to have you on board with us today, because not only is Crystal Cruises, River Cruises, everything about Crystal wonderful, and it creates a wonderful world, but you really help create our memories. Let's talk about the benefits of some of these incredible land programs that you design.
Well, I can't say I designed them, and it's been a great team effort. You know, we collaborate with a lot of great operators around the world. People like yourself support us to talk up, you know, those land experiences that totally enhance the overall cruise experience. And, you know, I've been fortunate because I haven't really had a job. It's been such a passion for me and so much fun traveling around the world. You know, annually, Crystal can visit up to maybe over 300 ports worldwide. And our department has the distinct pleasure and honor of collaborating with the local folks. You know, that chemistry that we have in each destination, we have the opportunity to provide some really extraordinary experiences that are memorable and unforgettable. But, you know, the best thing about the Crystal experience, I think, is that you do have that support. You know, when you're talking about what should we do, there's so much to see. How do we gather our thoughts and figure out what to do? You know, Crystal offers a wide variety of Crystal adventures that can be as much as or as little as a half-day tour or a full-day tour, overland tours. But when you buy the Crystal Adventure Shore Excursions, you know, you're guaranteed that we're going to stand behind the product. You've got the protection of knowing that, you know, when you book a product, you're going to have the safety and the quality, the convenience. You know, you can pre-reserve your tours up to 6 months in advance. And when you book, you pay later. So when you get on board the ship, that's when we're going to bill you. So if you have a problem with, you know, maybe I shouldn't do this or should do that, you should pre-reserve the tours. Take those tours that you think you're going to want to enjoy, especially the one with the limited availability, because those are the ones that sell the best, the most popular ones, mostly boutique-type tours, the smaller adventures that are more intimate and provide a more personal experience. And then one of the most favorite things I like to talk about is our Crystal Voluntourism Adventures, which also is a part of our product, which I'm sure we can talk about when we get further into the conversation.
Well, absolutely. And part of that whole experience, like you said, you know, there is the protection, you know, because they're designed, they're with Crystal, it's, you know, their safety, operated by just a licensed, reliable tour operators, everything, because you vet all these people. The quality, the guides, state-of-the-art transportation, these luxury touring experiences are amazing. Convenience. You've got all that drop-off, yeah, pickup points, and they're perfectly planned. You wouldn't know that, yeah, if you just got off the ship and said, gee, where should we go today, type of thing.
No, not at all.
Yeah, and I think that's the convenience part of it, when you have the peace of mind to know that you can focus on the extraordinary sights, the people, the culture that you're going to see. And Crystal will take care of all the arrangements, make sure you get back to the ship on time so that you can get back on board and hear that wonderful Louis Armstrong song as you're sipping champagne and we are on our way to the next fantastic port. But there's a lot of advantages to booking the Crystal Adventures, and most of it, I think, in this day and time, is the safety and security of knowing that we stand behind and guarantee our product.
And you don't have the hidden fees. It's mm-hmm. one of those things that, you know, with the that all-inclusive pricing, you have the entry fees, just admissions, refreshments, meals, you know, all these things are included with those when you see that shore excursion description. And, you know, you don't have to worry at that point, especially when most of them you have guides that are, you know.
Yeah.
Go ahead.
And the guide part of it, sorry to interrupt that, the guide part of it's the most important part. I mean, we are very, very diligent about finding the best possible guides available because they can make or break your tour. You know, I've been to a lot of places around the world, but if you have that professional guide that really enhances the experience, goes in depth, you know, has the ability to kind of sense what you're there for and what you're looking for. I mean, imagine being in the Louvre, in the museum, and, you know, that guide's going to figure out, do you like Chagall, or what's your favorite impressionist, or what part of the museum is his personal favorite to show you, or her personal favorite to show you. There's a story behind the pyramids. There's a history behind the pyramids. Your qualified guides are going to take you to the promised land and deliver that to you like you never expected to be delivered. Everybody can see pictures. Everybody can see the visual, and that's beautiful enough. But when you have the in-depth knowledge and the history behind it, it makes it even more fantastic to see.
You know, I was mentioning in the beginning of the show, John, that I was able to go on a Mediterranean cruise just this past fall. And
oh, fantastic.
As much as I remember, you know, all of the luxury and the amenities of Crystal Cruises, my favorite memories and some of my most important memories are of the excursions and of the people I met, and specifically some of those tour guides. When we did a walking tour of Jerusalem, and I was able to, it was a small enough group that you had the attention of the tour guide. His name was Barak. I remember him so well in explaining what it's like to live in Jerusalem, what it's like to live in Israel, and you know, really getting as involved in the topics as we wanted to be, and taking us behind the scenes to some of the most, you know, well-traveled destinations. It was incredible. And another one, too, speaking of the excursions, how you really immerse yourself in this experience. We were able to go to a donkey farm, the Argonaftis donkey farm in Kalokadara in Cyprus. And I, to this day and forever, I will say this was the best day of my life, being a part of farm life in this really small, in the middle of the mountains in Cyprus, and to be able to ride donkeys and live as though you're living this Cypriot life. It was so incredible, John. And I don't think that is an experience that many other cruise ships are offering.
Yeah, and you know, I just got goosebumps while you were talking there, by the way. But, you know, Jerusalem's one of my favorite destinations. I love the history and the sights there. But this donkey experience, imagine before you went on that cruise, were you actually putting that on your bucket list and saying, you know, I think I'm going to go to this farm in Cyprus? And that's the hidden surprises, you know, and that's the things that that make it extra special. And what are so special about our guests? You know, they're so experienced travelers trying to find things that will excite and surprise them is a continual challenge, because the world's evolving and there are certain interests. It's been challenging, but a great deal of fun to keep up with, you know, the changing trends in the world. And, you know, 20 years ago, no one would think about going out to a farm in Cyprus and with the donkeys. And you know, last year we offered a program in Uganda where you actually sit with the gorillas. I mean, I actually set up the tour, and to sit there, somebody took a picture and I was smiling and it was a beautiful picture, and there was a gorilla behind me. I didn't even know it. and it's one of my favorite pictures, but it's one of those moments, you know, and that's what experiences are. That's what our cruises are. They're just a collection of moments and, you know, challenging our guests to see the world in a different way has been not only a passion of mine, but it's been one of the most rewarding things I've done. And I've done collaborating with the local people. The people are so excited about their destinations. They're so proud of what they have and what they have to show us. And that's when you get the real feel of the destination, the real memory, the things that kind of stick with you. You're remembering the guide's name. I mean, that's not uncommon. They make those types of impressions, and that's when it's really, truly extra special. It enhances the cruise experience.
Oh, without a doubt. And, you know, speaking of the cruise experience, though, and I'm talking about some of the guides and the things that you do in the land portion of your cruise, I would be remiss to not mention the actual staff aboard Crystal Cruises, which I remember their names as well. And the best thing about this, though, is that they remember my name specifically. I had a friend that was just back on a cruise, and we had gone on this cruise together a few months ago, and this couple was back. And they asked if the same staff remembered us. They did. And not only did they remember us, they remembered our favorite drink order. It was unbelievable. I don't know how it happened. I don't know if Crystal has some sort of a program where you are, training the elite of the elite amongst the service organizations out there. But they remembered who we were, and it had been months.
Truly our greatest asset, our crew, our staff, our officers, you know, the Sure Excursion staff that works for us in delivering those great tours. I couldn't be prouder, and there's nothing I can say to express how wonderful we feel, how fortunate we feel about our staff. They deliver that product day in and day out. And, you know, the thing that I'm always amazed with, I've been with Crystal 17 years, and every time I go on board, I'm just so impressed with our crew and so proud, because it just makes me feel like, I always seem to forget how great we really are. And I don't mean that to sound like I'm bragging, but I'm giving all the credit to our staff that just make it happen. And you know what? They all look like they're having so much fun. They make it look like they enjoy their job, which I'm sure they do, but it's a credit to Crystal, not only to recruit and train these people, but also it's a credit to the staff, because there aren't words that can describe how special they are. And they are, well, they are Crystal.
Well, it's that feeling that's the feeling within the organization with Crystal Cruises is where luxury is personal. And it honestly is. That's why you've won more World's Best and Reader's Choice Awards than any other cruise line. I mean, there's consistency there, obviously consistency, because I remembered the last time you were there and what you even drank, Crystal. I'm impressed. Really? Seriously.
They took a picture. My friends took a picture with some of the staff, Giuseppe and some of his staff, and you know, sent it back to us. And they completely remembered who we were.
Yeah.
Well, yeah, it's funny because Crystal's been the standard bearer. There's no doubt. There's no doubt about it. And you know, by ocean, by river, by yacht, by expedition, air, you know, the Crystal Experience is really designed, honestly, to showcase the world and its wonders in the most remarkable ways. So when we talk about not only the onboard experience, but we talk about the land experiences, they are different. And, you know, John, there's a lot that goes into the thought process of designing what's going to make these pre and post hotel or extended land programs go on, too. But, you know, you can have it your way. It's not like you have to go with a group or whatever, too, because you have certain great private services, half and full day cars and things like that, and all these boutique adventures, correct?
Yeah, and that's kind of the way we've grown. You know, when we talk about the tours and how we extended our programs, I think one of the most careful approaches that you can take is making sure that you provide all things for all people. And there's only one way to do that. You can do it one at a time. You know, you don't take for granted that one or two people may just want to rent a Ferrari for the day. And you don't take it for granted that there may be 17 people that might want to do a five-night overland to Tibet. And you don't take it for granted that there are some people that really want to spend 2 days in a museum, the Hermitage, and in St. Petersburg, for example. So all these interests, the variety, we can do it. And we started to think about, you know, how the trend of the industry, and the trend of the industry, really, people like to do it, as you so eloquently put, their way. And that's why we started creating these private services. It's very, very easy for people to go on and pre-reserve a half-day car or a half-day minivan or full-day car or minivan, and then they can direct the guide and the driver to where they want to go. They may have a set plan in their head, or they may just want to go to the beach for the day, or they want to maybe drive and see the outskirts of a destination. They can do that, and they can pre-reserve it. So they have a car for the day with an English-speaking driver and an English-speaking guide, or a multilingual guide, a Spanish-speaking guide. I just did a tour for a family of 12, and we had a Greek-speaking guide for St. Petersburg. So it's there for all peoples, and it's meant to be intimate and for the smaller groups. Now, if a car and a driver isn't enough and you really don't know enough about the destination, we can customize the arrangements for you. We'll work with you. We'll sit down. We'll talk about the destination, and we'll make recommendations of what you should see while you're there. So you have those options. And then for the other people that are just looking for an experience but not with larger mass market groups, we have what we call boutique adventures, and we limit them to maybe 20 people. A good example is the Sistine Chapel in the evening. You know, after the Sistine Chapel closes, we have a very special visit, after-hours visit, but it's restricted to 20 people. And you avoid the lines, you avoid the crowds, and you see the Sistine Chapel in a very, very special way. So sometimes it's just enhancing the tours by privatizing them, and sometimes it's creating a whole new way of seeing a destination.
John, before we get to the Crystal Endeavor, which we definitely need to make sure we can do not run out of time before we talk about that, the You Care, We Care, the Crystal Volunteerism Adventures, give an example of one.
Well, one of the most recent ones that we were involved in was in Easter Island. There is a lady there, a beautiful, beautiful lady, and she has a very, very worthwhile cause. Her name's Mahani, and Mahani TV is a concert pianist, and she's a local Rapa Nui that left when she was very young to get trained professionally in Europe. And because she felt so close to her people in Easter Island, and if you don't know, Easter Island is one of the most remote islands in the world. It's 2,300 kilometers off the coast of Chile, so it's in the middle of nowhere. It's a beautiful island, and I would suggest seeing it. But here they have this Rapa Nui local people, indigenous people, and this lady has dedicated her life to returning to Easter Island, and she opened a music school for children to develop the Rapa Nui children in the music culture, and she started this, she built this music school out of recyclable goods. And so she's trying to build a totally self-sustainable environment there, and also teaching the Rapa Nui kids. We got involved there. We made donations to the schools. We helped them to build a roof over the school so that the children would have a place to practice. And as I'm sure you can imagine, the tropical island, it rains quite a bit. So that was helpful for them. And we also, we've also paid to keep teachers on board. So we gave them funds to support two teachers to continue the teaching efforts and the development of Rapa Nui kids, children, and the development of them through the years. And when the ships go through, we send people out there to volunteer for the day. And they'll paint or clean up or help paint, plant crops, or just be there with the children. So that's one example of a You Care, We Care, a Crystal Adventure program that we have that we're quite proud of.
Well, we're good. We thank you. I know you care about our planet. And I know you care about the people that we all come in contact with. We're going to get really short on time here, so I just wanted to just put a little teaser out to our listeners to know more about this Distinctly Crystal. It's the Crystal Endeavor. It doesn't just break boundaries. It sails far beyond them. So in a short word or two there, John, and I hate to do this to you, what makes the difference?
Well, it's an expedition ship. So obviously it's built for the polar regions, and it's going to expose our guests to some of the most remote, most infrequently visited spots in the world. We're very excited about this vessel. It's going to be equipped with some of the best and most modern equipment ever. It's going to have a helo deck, two helicopters, a submersible. We'll have 18 Zodiacs, 12 kayaks, and we'll be built to explore the world. And we invite our guests to join us starting in August 2020 on the Crystal Endeavor.
Our Crystal Frost is going, yes. So we'll be talking more about that as we'll have you back on the show. But John, thank you so much for joining us today and just taking us into a world that is just like, it's all about a wonderful world.
It truly
is. Yes, it is. And it was a delight to be on with you all. And again, I'd just like to send my thanks to all of the people that I work with that I couldn't do without. So it's a great team effort. I'd like to give them all the credit. It's just an honor and a privilege to be in the position I'm in, and I feel so fortunate and so lucky.
Well, thank you so much, John. Appreciate that.
Thank you so much, John.
Okay.
And, you know, we mention this all the time as a trip of a lifetime, but why not take two or three or four?
Oh, yeah.
Those trips of a lifetime.
I mean, Colleen has at least 12 on her
list. She definitely does.
You know, definitely.
And beyond that, just getting together with a travel agent from the travel authority and making these things happen, it's much more manageable than you might think.
It is. It absolutely is.
It really is. And you can find out more by contacting one of the travel agent at the travel authority. And how do they do that, Bonnie?
Well, we're right in Traverse City here, and all you have to do is either call us or just come downtown, and we're there at 116 Cass Street, where we've been for many
years. All right, thank you so much, Bonnie Bentozzi, the Travel Authority.
What a wonderful world.